Now on Radio 4, the afternoon play. Brian Cox and Siobhan Redman star in the Victorian detective series McCleavy by David Ashton. Episode 3, A Fine Deception.
Before your very eyes, ladies and gentlemen, this beautiful creature floats in the air like a butterfly. A suspense of animation. I pass this hoop over her body, to and fro. She is unsupported, held in a fragile weft of magic.
Do hurry up, Charles.
I am an artist, my dear. I take my cloak. The scarlet cloak of the great illusionist Charles Boniface. I drape it over her, and then this sword. A sharp blade. Observe the white candle. Cut into a keen and deadly weapon. I stand. I aim. I strike! The cloak lies on the floor. The little butterfly has gone. Perhaps to a land of shadows, a land of secrets. I shall pause a moment to compose my powers and then attempt restoration.
That wife of yours lacks patience, Matty.
I've never noticed.
Is she positioned?
Sarah, are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Gently does it, my friend. A delicate mechanism.
I should know. I made it.
To my design, Matty. Everything is to my design.
I ask you now to indulge me, ladies and gentlemen. I ask you to imagine a large, white ball, like a giant bubble in the air. And there it is, high above. With a wave of my hand, I may burst the skin. Is that your wish?
Yes!
Then, let it be so. And there she floats, the little butterfly, high on the trapeze, in this world. Nothing is what it seems. It is truly a palace of illusion.
What is real and what is not? I look inside myself and I see a confusion, as if my identity is shifting, or shifty even. This is not usual. My intrinsic order is that of a rock over which the ocean breaks but does not budge. Now I feel more like a dod of seaweed trilling around under the water. Deary me, what's going on? I've been reading Hamlet, and that doesn't help one wee totty bit. Poor man couldn't make up his mind about anything. Mark you, he had a lot not to make up his mind about. What of me? What is my predicament? I have the certainty of crime, the never-ending disapproval of Lieutenant Roach, the natural order of Mulholland's beehives, all anchors in the storm. But this is different, as if the ground skitters beneath my feet. It is a matter of some feeling to be avoided, like the plague, but it comes anyway. I've not seen Jean Brash for some time. She has her body house, and I have the law, poles apart. After a certain conjunction, we have gone our separate ways. I'm thrown back on my own coffee, which is better than the landlady's, but not by much. Is Jean the source of my disquietude? Has she attracted these conflictions as neat alcohol will a worm from under the skin? Perhaps it is just time, age, passing, ripping off yet another layer. I do not honestly know. One thing for sure, all this provokes me into taking myself far too personally. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police. My parish is Leith in the city of Edinburgh. I better grip tight to the rule of law. Blind justice, I put my faith in thee.
A great honour and great responsibility.
Uh-huh. Right enough, Lieutenant.
Is it all of Her Majesty's jewels, or just the ones she can spare?
Hand-picked from the royal collection, and don't be obtuse, Mulholland.
Far from my mind, sir.
Her Gracious Highness has decreed that these priceless artefacts may be put on view to her adoring public.
Let's hope her adoring public aren't as theftuous as we know them to be.
Maximum security, McCleavy, a room in the castle. Have either of you ever heard of the Koh-i-Noor?
A diamond, if I'm not mistaken.
Mountain of Light.
What?
The translation.
Yes. Well, the centrepiece of the collection, worth the Queen's ransom.
Enough to give any decent policeman the willies.
But thank God, Leith has been spared the guarding of it.
Over to the royal security, surely.
Yes, yes. Yet there is a position of honour, a police officer to liaise with security, and this has been granted to a most deserving individual.
Such as who?
Whom? Inspector Adam Dunsmore of the Haymarket.
What? That nyaff from Paisley?
Well, he's good at his job, though.
He couldn't have guarded a dead mutton.
Do I detect a note of envy here?
Certainly not. I do not have a jealous bone in my body.
Excellent, because should we be required to assist in any way, you will be taking his orders.
I what?
Well, my Aunt Katie often says they also serve who only stand and wait, even if it's just beside the pigsty.
Amen to that, Constable. Amen to that.
I sneaked up behind, put my arms around her waist and whispered, Hannah Semple, still as beautiful as ever.
When she told me you were in the garden, her face was red as a beetroot. Always had a soft spot for you.
What about Jean Brash?
I was never immune to your charms, Mr. Boniface. More coffee?
Thank you. Fine quality.
Best Lebanese. So you've come home after all these years.
Yes. The last show in Newcastle was a great success. I hope to excel it here.
You've been all over Europe.
Paris, Vienna, Rome, even as far as Moscow. Now I'm back to my own city.
You left Edinburgh somewhat under a cloud.
Halfway through my studies. A medical man. When my father died, my mother already gone, I lost interest.
You were a wild young devil.
I wasted that inheritance on wine, women, and song. Then I fell in love.
With illusion.
Part of the reason, I'm told, you left under a cloud.
It was a fair game.
Not what I've heard. Best be careful, Charles. You still have enemies here.
I'll take precaution. And what about you, Jean Brash?
I am always careful.
Do you have a man dangling on a string at this moment?
More like at the end of a rope.
In that case, may I tempt you to supper?
I'm always open to temptation.
My hotel has an excellent dining room. At night, it overlooks the city. The lights shine as if a fairyland.
I've never found Edinburgh to be an elfin paradise, but perhaps you may persuade me.
It would be like a beautiful deception.
All right, gentlemen, you may take a break now. 15 minutes.
I don't think this lot have worked as hard in their life.
Stagehands never change. If they consider this a labour...
We'll wait until his nibs gets here.
I am searching out Charles Boniface.
Well, he's not here, I'm afraid.
Owes me money.
How's that?
Tricked me out at cards.
Well, I'm sorry to hear such.
When will he be back?
I'm not rightly sure. I want what I am owed.
Oh, we'll deliver the message.
You do that, Gully.
And now I must ask you to leave.
For what reason?
We're busy with effects.
Aye. Chicanery. Mere cheating.
Depends how you regard it.
You tell him Fergus Dundee wants his money. £80. Plus interest.
I'll pass it on.
And tell him, if not,
there will be hell to pay.
Charles Woolmer, he might have enemies here.
It must not ruin the plan.
No. I'll get on. You go back to the lodgings and finish unpacking.
No, it's a porky little place.
We have to be separate from Charles until it's all over. That's his design. Yeah, a long way from Salford.
A long way to go. You keep your temper, Matthew Nevin.
Oh, I need you on hand for that.
Oh, I'm forever disappearing. Oh. Oh, Matty. What a game it's going to be.
In my capacity as liaison officer, may I welcome the various police representatives to this meeting with the Royal Security. And can I assure you that if you have any query, large or small, you may approach me and I will deal with it appropriately. I am, as it were, the clearing passage.
Like a sewer pipe.
Try to contain your malice, McLean.
Have a piece of honeycomb.
Oh, thank you. What a blatherskite.
A born leader. He blows the trumpet.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you will follow me into the next room, you may see for yourself the splendours of the royal collection.
Come along, McLeavy. Who knows if you show respect, Officer Dunsmore may choose you for assistant.
Are you not coming, sir?
Have you any more honeycomb?
That was the last piece.
Oh, what a bugger.
It's like Ali Baba's cave.
Aye, with the 40 thieves.
That's no way to talk of your superiors.
Oh, look.
There it is. Is that not beautiful?
I would agree, Mulholland. The purest white, free from sin.
Ah, the Koh-i-Noor, McLeavy, eh? You wouldn't put that for your tie-pin?
No.
All the way from the mysterious east.
The Punjab belonged to the early Mughal emperors. Weighs 106 carats.
Oh, a fountain of knowledge.
I read books, as opposed to looking at myself in the mirror.
In your instance, hardly worth the while.
The case it lies within is not fixed to the table. What if somebody just picks it up and runs?
The doors are heavy manned, and eyes will always be on that case. Eagle eyes, such as my own, not the bloodshot version from Leith.
My eyes are not full of blood.
They are a bit veined, sir.
Like a map of the Highlands. Well, well, now there's a handsome sight.
Gentlemen, a far cry from Leith. Are you in criminal pursuit?
Just looking at jewels, ma'am.
And another one before you, gentlemen.
Oh, how gallant. Such a nice change. You're not saying much, James. Cat got your tongue.
Mr. Boniface, I read about you in the papers.
And I hear of you, sir, everywhere.
Is his fame worldwide, then?
From coast to coast.
The last time I saw yourself, you were climbing up a drainpipe.
Striving for the window of a fair maiden.
Fair maiden was married.
Charles, how could you?
Sins of the past, my darling.
They often land in the present.
But it was all so long ago, Inspector. Myself, a callow youth, and you, a mature man.
Some might argue that.
And now I am...
In your prime. Oh,
let us hope so. And the Inspector is even more ripe.
I'm hungry, Charles.
Of course. Fine dining calls, my friends. An exquisite woman deserves beauty around her.
Especially when she has a healthy appetite. Good evening to you, gentlemen.
Still inclined towards the fancy dress.
The scarlet cloak, mark of his calling.
Jean Brash seems quite smitten.
She'll get over it.
A dashing blade. I've always noticed that women admire a keen wit.
Have you now?
Are you all right, sir?
Fine. I have followed Boniface's career in the paper and have noted at certain times
certain coincidences.
Coincidences? Anything you might deign to share with us lesser mortals?
I'll hold my fire.
Well, as regards Jean Brash, you may have no option.
I'm not in a good mood. Bad enough that Dunsmore insults my optical landscape, but then Jean Brash flaunts herself in a public thoroughfare, leaning on that man's arm as if blown there by the wind. And the sneaky wee look she kept giving me. And him? Who does he think he is? The Count of Monte Cristo? I must not let personal feelings overcome investigative zeal. Dunsmore is a gomeral. And I've left long enough, he'll trip over his own feet. Boniface is an arrogant puddock. And arrogance aye breeds its bounden destruction. But why should I want the man destroyed? Perhaps he is no more than a dashing blade. Jean kept looking up at him as if she could see something that I could not. Yet there are these coincidences I have gathered, but am I trying to shape them into accusations for my own ends? And what the hell are my own ends? Oh, dearie me. I'd better just keep to the middle. For at the extremes, madness lies. See what happened to Hamlet the Dane? No. I'd better just keep to the middle.
To the left! No! Too much! Back! Back! It must be precise!
The men need a rest, Charles!
Not yet. Not yet. Careful, my good fellow. That, my friend, is the Iron Maiden. See the spikes inside? If you were caught in there, you'd come out perforated. So, treat the lady gently, Now, gentlemen, the day is yet young, and we have much to accomplish.
Are you all right?
Yes, of course. Piece of wood. Must have toppled from the gantry.
There's no one up there now.
An accident.
I wonder. All right, we'll take a break. I'll call you when to recommence. Thank you for your work.
We have much to do, Matty.
It may hold. You attract danger, sir.
I like danger. Besides, it's just an accident.
I'm not so sure. This man, Dundee, what is his quarrel with you?
I was about to leave Edinburgh. I lacked money. There was a card game. High stakes. I dealt last. It would seem the hands were good, the bets deep. Finally, there was only Dundee and myself left. He turned over four queens and my good self.
Four kings, I expect.
Well accomplished. A bad loser. He accused me of manipulation.
I've witnessed you find a live canary under a Cossack's hat. Manipulation is the least of your talents.
Dundee can prove nothing.
Violence needs no proof. You best keep your sword stick at all times.
Worry not! La donna mobile, la 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 la.
Hey, fine fettle.
I had a splendid evening.
Well, what do you think?
Oh.
It's a new butterfly costume.
Positively ethereal.
She's so titchy.
Well, good things come in small packets.
Indeed they do, Sarah. And your other costume for tomorrow?
It's ready. And so am I.
Splendid. Now, as regards this particular illusion, I may make a small refinement.
What a pleasant surprise, James. I see you so seldom this weather.
You saw me yesterday.
But that was en passant. This is much more intimate. Coffee?
No, thanks. I'm not staying.
Oh, what a pity. And you've only just arrived.
I've come to warn you.
Warn me? That sounds ominous. Sure about the coffee?
Charles Boniface. You should stay away from that man.
That's what Hannah Semple keeps telling me, but I think it's just jealousy.
Jealousy?
She wants him for herself. You know what jealousy's like, James.
Do I? No, I don't.
Why should I stay away? I find I'm drawn in quite the opposite direction.
He attracts danger.
All I see is he attracts other women and waiters when he needs their attention. Oh, we had such a lovely meal last night. French. But you prefer blood pudding, do you not?
I prefer you to keep distance from him.
This danger. What form might it take?
I am not rightly sure. But there have been incidents in the past.
Uh-huh. Come down to my level. Look in my eyes. What do you see?
A reflection. What's that perfume?
Je reviendrai. I will come back. I'm a big girl, James. You of all people should know that from past incidents.
All right. I've warned you. I can do no more.
That's what you can do, all right.
Are you prepared, sir?
I shall give the greatest show of my life. Sarah, are you in place?
I'm all painted up. Me old mother wouldn't know me.
A necessary disguise, my dear.
Oh, this bird keeps doing its business all over the shop.
The greatest show, Matty. But nothing compared with what is to follow.
If we succeed, we go down in history.
Nothing can stop us. Remember, you knocked upon my dressing room door in Manchester. You said...
I am Matthew Nevin, and I can build you anything.
And I replied, I am Charles Boniface, and I can transform your world. Nothing can stop us.
How did he make the woman vanish like that?
And then bring her back again, out of the heavens.
And then the Iron Maiden.
He put that big pumpkin in to show the spikes work. It was spattered.
Yeah. And when the girl went in, Si, my wife was very afraid.
I slammed it shut. And when he opened it up, there she was, unharmed, like a little china doll.
With a white dove nesting in her hands. Ah, you missed a great show last night, McCleavy.
I was reading Murders in the Rue Morgue.
Edgar Allan Poe, you're forever wading through that man.
He cheers me up.
The whole of Edinburgh was there. Your friend Jean Brash and her ancient cohort, Hannah Semple.
And a box of their own.
Special guests, no doubt.
They sat opposite. Their faces were... Oh, what is the word, Mulholland?
Enchanted.
Exactly. Enchanted. As were we all.
No denying. The man's a genius.
So was Edgar Allan Poe.
Nothing like a walk in the park of a morning, eh, Matty?
Oh, I prefer canals.
Hardly slept at all last night. And you?
Sarah snores.
Is she prepared?
All kitted out in the weeds. This refinement of yours has me worried.
Oh, ye of little faith.
I hear you're a great taking, Boniface.
Some measure of success.
Made a deal of money there.
Who knows?
Enough to pay my debt. 10 years interest, we'll call it an even 100.
You lost your money in a card game, Mr. Dundee.
You cheated me.
The cards do not lie.
You're the liar.
That choleric disposition will be the death of you, sir. Good day.
You'll wait your hurry. Come on, my boys.
Violence is rarely the answer, Mr. Dundee. You will observe the blade of my sword stick is tapping upon your throat.
I can feel it.
Good. What happened to the poor fellow on the ground, Matty?
Ran straight into my fist.
How sad. You have insulted me in public, sir. Witnessed. I would be within my rights to cut your throat.
I'd do it anyway.
Should you and your bully boys cross my path again, I shall not hesitate. Do you understand?
I believe so.
Good. Off you go now.
Come on, my boys. He wins. just like the cards. You think they'll be back?
The man is a coward at heart. Well, that little altercation has fired the blood. I look forward to this afternoon's adventure.
With your refinement.
A press of people.
Diamonds attract folk.
Look over there. Even a widow. Jewels obviously have precedence over mourning.
Behave yourself, Charles.
Yours to command, my dear.
Oh, Mistress Brash, an honour.
The honour is all mine, Lieutenant Dunsmore. Oh,
Inspector only, I'm afraid.
A matter of time, surely. Well, you know my companion?
Mr. Boniface, I've seen your image on the poster, sir. And you wear the scarlet cloak, just like the picture.
It is my good luck charm, Inspector.
Well, we all need them. Would you care to witness our prize exhibit?
If you might grant me, sir.
My pleasure. Inspector Dunsmore coming through.
There it is. The Koh-i-Noor.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Matches your own radiance, my dear.
Quite a compliment, Mistress Bratch.
If only it were true.
Well, one beauty matches another.
May I lift up the case?
Well, I see. No harm if care is taken.
See how it glitters in the light. Like a star from heaven.
What the hell's going on?
The woman, sir. She fell over.
I can see that, Constable.
Take back your jewel, Inspector. Yes. I shall deal with this. Right. I have a light touch with widows.
Wait for me.
Here. Put that down and don't take your eyes off it.
Aye, sir.
Are you all right, my dear woman?
Yes. So sorry. A spider right before me. I detest him.
I see no spider. This room is under deep security, including insects.
Perhaps you are a little overwrought.
Yes. I should go home.
Good idea.
Can you breathe? Shall I lift your veil?
No, I... Such a foolish happening.
We all fear something, madam. For me, it is snakes. Slithering around my feet, duplicitous and deceptive, with an evil disposition.
Not unlike McCleavy, then.
Ah, you missed a great show.
So you keep telling me.
He even had a beehive.
A beehive?
Made to look like one. Huge. Closed the section, and when he opened it up again, there was a big fat goose inside, like mad it was squawking.
What's a goose doing in a beehive?
I didn't think to ask. How does he do all that, I wonder?
Deception.
I'm not easily fooled.
We all think that. But we are. Time and again.
McCleavy! This is more familiar territory.
Uh-huh. Where do you belong?
You look very well, ma'am.
Thank you, Constable. I've had the most exciting time.
With Mr. Boniface, I presume.
Who else? We saw the Koh-i-Noor. Oh, it was such a thrill.
I can see it on your face, ma'am.
Charles held it up to the light. So magnificent.
Where is he now?
Back at the theatre. Such a gentleman when the wifey screamed.
What?
The wifey screamed. A widow woman. Black veil. She saw a spider, jumped out of her skin. We all did.
He held up the diamond. She screamed. You all jumped.
Yes. Charles looked after her. Such a gentleman.
Come on, Mulholland. We have what to do.
Anything in particular?
Just come on.
Oh, James, you missed a great show last night. Mesmerising.
This is closed now, McCleavy.
Is it just? Where's the diamond?
The Koh-i-Noor. Here. Safe and sound with my constables on hand.
Aha. Uh-huh. Open the case, please.
Why should I?
Because you'll regret it if you don't.
All right. Anything to help a fellow officer, eh, gentlemen?
What's going on here?
If I'm wrong, the worst that can happen is I look a fool.
So will I.
Stand apart, then.
No thanks.
Here it is, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Inspector Dunsmore. Now, if I dropped this upon the flagstones, no harm would be done, correct?
And that's for sure. Diamond is harder than a slab of rock. Scientific fact.
Let us try that assertion.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hop! She goes.
Oh, my God.
A glass copy.
Correct. The scream, all eyes moved, distraction, deception. Boniface wore his cloak, I assume.
Yes, he did indeed.
A fine hiding place.
But I saw. He handed it back to me.
1 second, all he needed, swap cases.
Have to be a perfect facsimile.
The man, I am told, is a genius.
And the accomplice, the widow, veiled, a good disguise.
Oh, no getting past you, Mulholland.
Quite a conspiracy. Was Jean Brash in on this?
I doubt it. These two men here, are they trustworthy?
They are my own fellows.
Good. Speed is of the essence to retrieve the diamond.
Boniface, he'll have the jewel well hidden by now.
Well, that's for certain.
Uh-huh. Far from his own quarters. We'll have to provoke him into action.
And how is that accomplished?
By being provocative, Mr. Dunsmore.
That's his specialty.
And I'm in charge now, Inspector. This is my bag of tricks. You wait in the wings.
I will do what I consider best.
You have the story down pat.
Well, as far as it goes. See the assistant over there, the butterfly?
I see her.
Slight of build, tiny. So was the widow woman, according to Dunsmore.
But we'll suggest nothing of that. I have a wee thought.
You and your wee thoughts.
Mr. Boniface will be pleased to see you now, gentlemen.
That's nice. We'll find our own way, thank you.
What's all this about?
Don't know. Charles will see to him. He has the knack.
What a fantastical tale, Inspector.
Isn't it just?
I steal the Koh-i-Noor in a room full of people.
A woman screamed. Heads turned.
An accomplice, no doubt, hired off the streets, 10 a penny.
All you needed for the switch.
But had I, which I did not, having the skill but lacking inclination, had I, however, done this, why risk it all?
The challenge. The thrill.
The proof? That might be another noun to ponder.
I've followed your exploits in the papers and noted certain coincidences.
Such as?
In 3 major cities you played, a daylight robbery occurred. Vienna, Rome, Moscow. During the weeks of your performance, each theft involved deception and technical skill. A painting, a pearl necklace, a gold icon.
Man of good taste, eh?
As you say, Inspector, mere coincidence.
You cannot live without excitement. It's in your blood.
I grant there may be a certain truth in that, but the rest is make-believe.
Ah, that's the word, all right.
A fine deception.
You left a glass copy.
I left nothing.
And you stole a fake.
What?
The biter bitten, as my Aunt Katie would say.
Right in the backside.
You think the Crown authorities would let something as priceless as the Koh-i-Noor traipse round the Erts and Perts? Oh, dearie, dearie me.
Inspector Dunsmore had a fit of the vapours till we spoke with the Royal Security.
The stolen diamond was itself also a copy. An illusion, if you like. Better quality than glass. But you're a man of science, Constable, you explain.
A matter of some skill. The fake diamond coated with a patina of the real thing. It can fool even the expert gaze, but should you drop it in a basin of water, say, the joints between the real and fake diamond can be easily seen with the naked eye.
Bloodshot or no?
As I said, Inspector, a fantastical tale.
Uh-huh. But this time, Mr. Boniface, the joke is on you.
There go the stagehands, heading for the tavern, no doubt.
No doubt. Are you in situ, Dunsmore?
I'm always in situ. This had better work, McLeavy.
Your head on the block, not mine.
What? Oh, now, gentlemen, easy does it. I had no idea you were such an expert in the faking of jewels.
I read a lot.
Here he comes.
Good night, Dorman. Guard well your keep, sir.
There's your quarry, Inspector. Best foot forward now.
You go to hell, Mulholland. Come on, men. Quick.
So, your plan is that Dunsmore and his men make a big noise following.
They'd do that anyway.
Tut, tut. Deliberate decoy. Boniface gives them the slip and doubles back.
If my wee thought is correct.
Oh, let us hope that is so.
Good night, sir. Good night, man.
Good night.
There they are. And there they go.
And here we dance attendance. Come on.
Charles will join us as soon as he can. I hope to God we have good news.
I'll fetch water.
Right. Oh, the case, it slipped far back under the boards. Ah, I got it. Yeah.
Oh, it must be real. It's so beautiful.
Let's see about that. The joints between real and fake will show, so they told Charles.
No, it stays true. They were bluffing.
But why?
I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police, and you'll open this door to me.
Oh, Matty, quick!
Yeah.
Take the diamond.
The case as well. Without this, they can prove nothing. I'll hide them safe.
Go! Go!
Hold the fort. I'll be back. I love you.
Don't be soft. Go. Get out. What do you want from me, sir?
Information. A nice wee basin of water there.
Yeah. I like to keep clean.
Fresh air as well. See the window.
I'm a healthy girl.
Come here, you. Do you have them, Constable?
It's a bit of a handful, but... The restrainers are on, and the diamond's safe and sound.
Oh, hell's teeth!
Indeed. And this is one time, my little butterfly, you are not going to vanish from the scene.
How could you have lost him? He was in full view, on the corner.
But you lost him as well, sir.
That's nothing to do with it. Oh. Come on, he may have gone down by the docks.
Imagine me. Adam Dunsmore having to rely on that bald-headed McCleavy. What a scunner!
Not the docks, Inspector. Most insalubrious. Now, to the real business of the night.
Ah!
Hi. So busy playing peekaboo with the police, you forgot to look the other way.
So it would seem.
Grab him tight, boys. He's a slippery customer.
Mr. Dundee.
The police. What did they want with you anyway?
Who knows what the police desire? Oh!
Don't get smart. I've been watching for you till this night. Biding my time. Now, it's my turn. How much in his pocketbook, Callum?
£20, Mr. Dundee.
Oh, dear. That's well short. I value the sword stick at, say, 10. That would leave a big deficit. Eh, my friend?
Go to hell.
That's more your destination. So... If you come up short, then I must take it out in kind. I put my heavy boots on special.
Oh!
Me first, boys, then you may all pile in. Let's see you get out of this one, Boniface. That would be a rare trick.
Damnation, not here.
The hotel porter said so. Boniface has not checked in.
I want him in the cells.
Patience is a virtue.
I expected him to slide back to the lodgings and we might take him with the other two.
We waited long enough. No such luck.
Where the hell is the man?
Gone in a puff of smoke.
What is it? What? Oh, what's the matter with the place? No peace at all. Oh, my God.
Jean, I,
Charles, you're covered in blood.
Lucky. Same colour. The cloak.
Wait, I'm coming down.
Ah, another tooth. How fetching.
Oh, Charles, there's no one better you hanging together.
My ribs. Broken, I believe.
Your poor face.
They paid particular attention.
I'll shout up Hannah.
Jean. Nowhere else to go.
Am I the last resort, then?
I may bring you trouble.
That's what McLeavy told me. But I've been in trouble all my life.
The Royal Security have made their decision.
What about the police?
They exist to serve Her Majesty.
I thought it was the law we served.
You will be commended, privately.
What about Dunsmore? Is he commended?
He will return to the Haymarket a sadder but wiser man.
Oh, that's not possible.
He is a fatuous, irreversible idiot.
He left you this note at the desk. Here.
McLeavy, you got me out of a hole. For such I must thank you, but it changes nothing. Confirmation, the man's an idiot.
Well, the decision is made. The main culprit is missing, and we have no proof in any case, since his accomplices will say nothing.
Honour among thieves, eh?
They will therefore be transported to the New World and buried out of sight.
Is that all you have to say, Lieutenant?
One thing more. The case is closed.
Not for my money.
The case is not closed, not while I live and breathe. Boniface is somewhere laughing at me. Perhaps he got wind of my plan and has fled to foreign parts, and yet not. I sense him in the city, some corner, some hidey hole. God help anyone who aids and abets him, for I will have vengeance. Yet see what happened to Hamlet when he went canaptious for revenge. A poisoned foil. A dirty trick was his reward, and bitter coffee mine. Ah. Even if I find the man, what can I do? I've no proof, nothing. He can laugh all the more. I feel that in the depths of my being, someone has poked a stick and stirred up all the molecules. They're swirling around like coffee grains, separated, banging into each other. And all I would like is for them to settle back into the sludge whence they came and where they belong. Is that what I have become to myself? A welter of sludge? For what said the Dane? I am myself indifferent honest, but yet I would accuse me of such things it were better my mother had not borne me. Deary me. What was that perfume Jean wore? Je reviendrai. I will come back. I am James McLeavy, Inspector of Police, and I hope somebody robs a bank tomorrow. I could do with a distraction.
In McLeavy by David Ashton, McLeavy was played by Brian Cox. Jean Brash by Siobhan Redmond. Mulholland, Michael Percival Maxwell. Roach, David Ashton. Charles Boniface, Alan Cox. Inspector Dunsmore, Forbes Masson. Matthew Nevin, Carl Prekop. Sarah Nevin, Alex Rivers. Fergus Dundee, Tam Dean Byrne. Callum by Ali Craig. The director was Bruce Young.